This is case number 12,481. Richard A. Strauss Jr. seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Canvasback Road in the Swan Key subdivision. The address is 37032 Canvasback Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and the tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 386. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.1 foot variance and a 4.3 foot variance from the 5 foot setback for a proposed lean-to. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. State your name and address to the record, please.
Richard A. Strauss Jr., 37032 Canvasback Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 9975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Please state your case, your application, please.
Okay, I purchased the property July of last year. The lots in that on our street are 40 feet wide, so it is a little challenging to do different things in the lots and how they laid them out over the years. There was nothing written in stone when they started putting these in, like, you know, everybody is set to one side of the property as you go down, so it's, you might get different variances or you know, different widths in your lot. So
everything in there that's under 10,000 square foot is a small lot,
mm-hmm.
5 foot from your side yard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, like I said, our lots are 40 foot wide. I was told in the early development the properties weren't governed to be laid out the same way, which just made unique challenges. I went with the lean-to because I didn't want to put something there that looked gaudy, and I figured a lean-to with just like three supports wouldn't interfere with the views and the neighbors, which I love my neighbors, so I was trying not to cause any issues with that. But I wanted to build the thing 10 foot wide to be able to put a vehicle in, the golf cart, the kayak and everything like that to keep it out of the weather. So this was my idea versus a building of some kind.
You have a porch on here. When was it built?
So that was there when I purchased the property. The porch was on the home. Everything was there that when I purchased the place is how it's set up now.
Hmm.
So I wanted to just come off that existing porch, use it as my one side of support, and just come out and be able to have like three supporting posts.
But you would be right on the property line.
Yes, I'm 16 inches off the edge of that.
Okay. So how is it not created by the applicant?
Okay, I mean, why I need it to be that large? I mean, I could have lowered it back to 8 feet, but I just figured I was going to try to get as much, storage as I could on the property. There's, I can't contest to it, but there's, I mean, most of the homes in there have stuff.
But we're talking about your parcel.
Yes.
And one reason the small lot ordinance came about was because of communities like Swan Keys.
Yes.
So the county has afforded you not 10 feet on the side, mm-hmm. now 5 feet.
Right.
So why, how is this not created by you?
It is created by me. That was my intent. To build this 10 foot wide. I mean, it was my mean, that's why I've come here for the variance, was, you know, because I would like to get, use as much of that property as I could for, you know, for this. I went in and had, you know, I brought stone in, I removed some grass and tried to make the property more appealing. And would just like to utilize it a little better, that's all.
Okay. And how will it not alter the central character of the neighborhood?
The variance will not alter the, or impair the neighborhood or adjacent properties. I got the idea to build this by making a similar structure within the community. How people, you know, had gotten creative and using, you know, their property instead of just putting big buildings on it and making it look just industrial. I wanted to try to keep it to look, you know, residential and appealing to myself and to the neighborhood.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
I have, and I noticed, I got some of my neighbors are here tonight. I was hoping that I didn't cause any heartache or any issues, because we did discuss it. I know their concern originally was water runoff, and I explained that I was going to use a rubber membrane type roof, you know, you heat and then to the existing roof so it looked nice, and then I was going to gutter the whole thing onto my property off of that roof line.
So what happens if you're not granted 10 feet? How about if you're only granted 6 feet or 8 feet?
8 feet, I could make it work with 8 feet, but probably anything under that, I would probably just scratch the idea.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board or the applicant? I have a Mr. Whitehouse. Have any building permits been issued?
The screen porch that was referred to was permitted in July of 1984 and was inspected, completed, and CO'd in September of 1984. There's another reference to a 1992 permit after the porch, but there's no note as to what it is, and nothing after that.
And you've not gotten a building permit for anything?
I did. So there is a building permit right now. So my contractor was issued a building permit for this, and which he started to get started, and we put material on site and everything. And then we said, and then we got a phone call. I got a phone call saying, "Hey, whoa, stop!" Or my builder did. Said we got to have a variance. So then,
who's your builder?
Drywall Associates.
Never heard of them.
It's we're from Dover, or Dover commercial builder.
And so Madam
how much
Chair,
you done on it?
Excuse me.
How much did you build?
We set the when they went out there with the lumber, they set the three posts, and then that's when he called me and said that my neighbors had come in and questioned it, and I said, "Well, yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't even myself personally wasn't thinking about a setback," and I said, "Well, did you get a building permit?" He says, "Yeah, I got a building permit." I said, "Okay, well, this is stopped. This is not going any farther until we get this straightened out." So that's what we've done. We haven't done anything. I just covered the material up and left it like it is until this was corrected.
Mr. Whitehouse?
And Madam Chair, there is an open building permit from July of this year, which is currently being processed. So.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
So why is this necessary?
Really just because of the type of person I am, I like all my stuff undercover and protected, and I have a golf cart and I have a kayak and a couple of boards that I just haven't even brought. I brought the golf carts down there, I keep covered up, but the other items I haven't brought down because I didn't want them to be left out in the sun. So I was just looking for something to shelter my stuff year round from the UV.
Did you look at a shed or something else, another structure that potentially accomplished the same goals?
I did. I looked into a shed, but if I tried to keep the shed at 6 foot, which was what I was trying to do, because I didn't want to block the shed. I didn't want the shed to block my screen where I couldn't get to my screen to you know, work on it, or I want to put some winterizing canvas down on them eventually. So, but they wouldn't build me one because it would be too tall. They said it would be too top heavy. Plus then I looked at it as it was an eyesore, more or less, for everybody. I mean, it's, you know, I hated to take away from just the openness. So I just thought, you know, if I had a roof that would protect the stuff, I'd be happy with that. That was the reason I went that route.
Have you had to check with your HOA? Do they have to give you an approval for this?
No, I have not. I have not checked with them to see if it was there was any issues with that.
Do you know if they have a process for that?
I do not.
And I guess one of the questions, I think the chair kind of hinted on this as well, is how would you propose to maintain it while remaining on your property? I know that it's open, so that potentially makes it a little easier, but how would you plan to maintain that thing without getting on your neighbor to the south?
I look at that. As far as maintaining it, like say I wanted to clean my gutters and that kind of thing on it. So with the roof line, you're only going to be, like probably 7.7, 7.6 on the low end. So I figured I could just set my ladder up there and then climb on the roof, or I could actually climb on the roof of the porch and walk across that roof if I had to for anything. Now, if I had to do something to a 4x4 or something like that, you know, I'm only that far off the line. So yes, I would probably have to ask permission to.
That's not okay. I mean, that's not fair to your adjoining property.
Right, right. With it being open like that and just three open posts, I didn't really think there was no reason why I couldn't, you know, I could stand on this side of my post and still be on my property, you know.
Yeah, but how about if you have a hurricane and all your stuff goes over on them, or a wind, or you have to clean those gutters out and you have to go on their property, infringe on their property rights to clean your gutters.
Understood.
So.
And the storm water coming off that, I know you're going to put a gutter system, but it's still going to shear off when it's a big storm, big nor'easter, and go right into your neighbor's property. I just don't see how that's going to work. Also, I'm interested in how you're going to take that and put that in the limited space you have, all that water. What direction are you going to let that flow, and how are you going to do that?
The existing porch gutter system just dumped into the side yard toward the canal. And it never had an issue with it. So I just was going to, I was actually going to send it back toward the link, or back toward the porch, and then dump it basically in the same location. Or I do have a underground system that goes out into the side of the canal, 4-inch line, takes rainwater out to the canal.
Does that go through the bulkhead?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So. I hadn't thought that out, like how I want to do everything there, but I do like everything kind of underground and out of the way, and neat. And that was my idea, eventually somehow get that rainwater. I probably wouldn't just let it dump on the ground eventually.
You'd have a major problem there. Your neighbor would have a major problem.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No other questions from members of the board, of the applicant? Mr. Sharp, none. Mr. Whitehouse, any comments?
None for me, thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? I have four. Would any of you like to speak? Yes. Please come forward and be sworn in, if you'll take a seat. Mr. Williamson had asked about the variances in the community. Before the small lot ordinances, we had a lot of them. So it's really not a reasonable
Yeah, there were a significant amount of variances granted in this community in particular. I know Mr. Workman probably recalls that we would get Swan Keys requests regularly, and a large part of it was because you had these 40-foot wide lots that were subject to 10-foot side yard setback requirements, and with modern homes that were being put in HVACs and steps and those things, it really became difficult for folks to build on them. The small lot ordinance was put into effect to benefit largely lots like homes and properties in Swan Keys, as what it did was it said, you're a smaller lot, we're not going to require that you meet the same setback requirements that you would in a lot that was to meet the minimum lot size requirements.
I was more asking that to see if there's anything after this had been in place.
We've probably had some. I'm sure staff can pull those up. Perhaps they can pull that up while we swear these folks in, and maybe after they've presented their testimony, we can explore that further. But it did drop off significantly after the small lot ordinance, pretty much for that reason. Good evening, sir. Can I get your name and address for the record?
My name is Bruce Hoover at 37030 Canvas Back Road, Shelbyville, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And I see this lovely lady here. Would you like to be sworn in at the same time, or you wouldn't wait for him to? Are you guys going to testify at the same time or separately? Okay. Why don't you come up so we can hear you on the microphone then, ma'am? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janet Hoover, 37030 Canvas Back Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I did have one question. Where are you in proximity to this property?
Next door.
Okay. Are you to the south or the north?
To the west.
South.
If you were to look at this property heading in from the street, to the right or the left?
Or to the right.
To the right. Okay. Thank you.
So it would be facing that lean-to would be facing you.
387.
Mm-hmm. Right. Coming off
the lean-to will be facing, heading towards you.
Yes, it'll be on our side.
Okay. All right.
So tell us why you're in opposition of this application.
Okay,
please.
While we're in opposition, if his building is going to be anywhere from 8.5 to 9.5 inches from the line, and the runoff. When he puts a roof on, he's going to have an overhang, and then he's going to have a face, and then he's going to have a spouting. So he's most likely going to be close or over the line. And there's going to be runoff, and that's our main entrance that we walk into. And it's going to be a little eerie walking in there between. It's just going to be like a tunnel.
It'll be very intrusive.
How long have you been there?
Since
17 years.
Wow.
Right. So
it just seems as though with a 5-foot setback, that's still very, very close quarters. And then to want to push it to 7 and 9 inches, I think that's asking too much.
Okay.
It's way too close. That's our main entrance in and out of the house. And then we'll have this large structure right there at our doorstep.
And our one window, when you look out, that building will cover like 1/3 of the window when you look out. And that's the main window where we look out every evening and every morning.
Right.
And the posts are already in. They're already.
Construction was started without any building permit or variance.
We heard a noise one morning and I looked out the door and there's two posts standing. I asked the contractor, what's going on? Always said, we're putting up a lean-to. For what? I said, you're too close. So I called in here and asked for the setback, and they said 5 feet. Well, evidently there was fall made, and they stopped, and there's a pile of lumber there. So I knew they were gonna build this. So 2 weeks later, they come back and put the third pole in. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "We have a building permit." I said, "A building permit's not good enough. You need a variance. You need to know where your setback is, and it's too close to my property line." So I made another call, talked to Mr. Phillips, and he said 5 feet. And that's what I had heard, that the setback was supposed to be 5 feet.
Right.
And next thing, they were gone. So we have three posts sticking there.
So construction has started, but we don't know what it's going to look like.
If we wouldn't have been there that morning, that building would have been up. Because it's not going to take too long to put the main structure up. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to look like, I don't know. And my concern was that it slopes toward my property and runoff. If you have a 4-inch spout and you get a storm, you know where it's going. It's going on my property, and I already have too much water coming off the street in other places that it just more or less runs back to the canal.
Mm-hmm.
We do get canal overflow too in heavy rains.
Yeah, during Sandy, we had that whole development was underwater. So that's our concern, and also safety. I mean, a building close to each other, if one, heaven forbid, would catch on fire, you know where it's going to be? It's not going to be one building. It's going to be more than one building if they don't get there quick enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have any exhibits you were planning to submit?
Pardon?
Did you have any exhibits you were planning to submit?
We have pictures.
Okay. If you wanted to submit those, you could send, you could hand them over to Mr. Whitehouse and he can send them to the board.
Tell me don't get them back.
Now you won't get those pictures back. We've got to keep those.
Madam Chair, would you like to have them hang around here just a minute in case there are any questions related to those pictures?
Please.
See, this is the three-post plan. This is the
John. We need to have that like.
If you'll just bear with us so we can look at these pictures in case there's any questions of you. So this is showing us the post and how close it is to your property line, correct?
That's yes. Correct.
I think that one you're looking at is from the looking
from the street. From the
street to the canal.
Yes, our property is on the right hand side.
Okay. I don't have any questions, any?
Looks like the overhang's going to be right on your property, like you said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John McCammon Jr., 37028 Canvas Baton Rouge, Sworn Key.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And where is your property and location to this?
The Hoovers are south of the property that's appealed, and I'm south of the Hoovers.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I first would like to applaud all of you for the changing of the 10-foot setback to 5-foot setback in Swan Keys. As you mentioned, we're a small lot community, and the side of Swan Keys that this property's on is on the smaller side. The other side of Swan Keys, the lots are 50, we're only 40. So I applaud you for changing the setback requirement from 10 to 5. But we gotta draw the line in the sand somewhere. I mean, there is the purpose of having the side back, side yards, and that is for public safety, fire control. I mean, if we put roof over structures too close to each other and something happens, we cannot stop it. And that's the duty of you folks to make sure and maintain that we have adequate safety between the properties. And I think this is a blatant disregard of this 5-foot setback when they asked to go within 9 inches of it. So that's why we're opposed.
Thank you. Does the applicant wish to say any, have any other remarks concerning the application?
Madam Chair, I also believe we need to call for folks online as well.
I'm sorry. Just a minute, sir. Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Thank you. You could please come forward. While he's coming forward, do you have a copy of this building permit and who signed for it and are the setbacks on there?
So I was able to call it up while we're looking. So there was a building permit applied for this year. It actually, there is a permit, an unsigned permit attached that was issued on July 21st of this year. Applied for by Richard Strauss Jr. for a 10 by 24 lean-to off of existing porch. And the setbacks are stated to be 30 front, 10 side, 10 rear. So they're actually issued with greater setbacks than the small lots ordinance gives. Now, what I don't have, and I think this is due to the way permits have been issued during the COVID-19 changes, is a signed copy that was scanned and put on file. So what I don't have is the signature.
Did you obtain that permit?
My contractor did.
And who was your contractor again?
Drywall Associates.
And their address is?
I'm not sure of his address. It's a Dover address.
Okay. Could you provide that information to the office?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what would you like to say?
I just want to say that I'm sorry to my neighbors, because I just, to be honest with you, I wasn't thinking of any of that. And I wouldn't even have gone down this road if I thought that it could cause these type of issues. I'm not that type of person. I'm not trying to push the envelope. I really, even if I got granted this, I wouldn't want to do it because I respect my neighbors too much for that. And I'm just sorry I didn't think the whole thing through. And to be honest with you, I don't think I'll even if I were granted even the 5 foot, I don't think I would consider it right now.
It's a shame that your contractor did not enlighten you. If they're really a contractor, they should have known and been knowledgeable of these setbacks so that they could give you the options and what you were up against, and that you wouldn't even have had to come here.
I know.
So, all right. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
I guess a question then, because I may be reading too much into the statement, but are you submitting to withdraw your application? Is that what you're...
Yes, I think so. After listening to my neighbor's responses, I plan on being a resident of the community and hopefully an upstanding one. So, no, I will just withdraw. And,
okay.
I'll remove the post and it'd be like nothing ever happened.
So, because the withdrawal was not submitted 2 days prior, 2 business days prior to the hearing, it's up to the board to determine whether or not they wish to accept that withdrawal. So their option would be to either accept it or vote on the application as presented. So the board will have that opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the applicant wishes to withdraw their his application. What's the pleasure of the board?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and second.
To accept the withdrawal.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons.
Dr. Parson.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, the board accepts your request to withdraw your application. Thank you. I'm sorry, my phone, the 911 cell phones are out again in Kent and Sussex. That's rough. My phone was going crazy.
I think we all got that.
Okay. I think, 7:33. Look at that.
Shuffle.
Additional business. None?
Not for me unless Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Sharp. No additional business.
I have none, Madam Chair.
Mr. Workman, do you have anything?
I'd like to be a little bit longer because.
Motion to adjourn.
He's
second.
Never satisfied. Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.